WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here. Welcome back to the Stoic Life Podcast, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of real talk. You know, life can be a roller coaster, right? One minute you're on top of the world, feeling like a superhero, and the next spam. You're facing a wall of anxiety or just plain overwhelm. We all have those moments, and that's totally okay. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate these emotional tides with more grace, more resilience, more confidence? Today, we're diving deep into something super important, creating a safe space for emotional expression. Not just for yourself, but for everyone around you. Why? Because bottled up emotions are like pressure cookers waiting to explode. And trust me, nobody wants that kind of mess in their life. We're talking about fostering an environment where vulnerability is not weakness, but strength. A place where it's okay to feel your feelings, process them, and let them out without judgment. So buckle up, because we're about to explore 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize the way you handle emotions, both yours and those of the people around you. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. This one seems obvious, right? But are you actually doing it? Ever feel like you're just running on autopilot, suppressing your feelings instead of acknowledging them? Take a moment to check in with yourself. What are you feeling right now? Don't judge it, don't analyze it, just name it. Is it joy, sadness, anger, frustration, excitement? Simply recognizing what's going on inside is the first step towards creating that safe space. Think of it like checking your tire pressure. You wouldn't ignore a flat tire, would you? Well, ignoring your emotions is kind of like that. To practice active listening. This goes beyond just hearing words. It's about truly understanding what someone else is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and the unspoken messages they might be sending. Ask clarifying questions to ensure you're on the same page. When you actively listen, you create a space where people feel heard, understood, and valued, a recipe for emotional safety. 3. Be non-judgmental. This is huge. It's about creating an environment where people can share their feelings without fear of being criticized or judged. Remember, everyone experiences emotions differently, and what might seem irrational to you could be perfectly valid to someone else. Think of it like a safe harbor. You wouldn't storm into a harbor with your sails up, would you? You'd want calm waters and open arms. That's what non-judgmental listening creates. 4. Validate their feelings. Even if you don't agree with someone's perspective or their reasoning behind feeling a certain way, it's important to acknowledge and validate their emotions. Say something like, "I hear that you're feeling frustrated right now," or "It sounds like you're going through a lot." This simple act of validation can make a world of difference in helping someone feel heard and understood. 5. Express your own emotions authentically. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. When we allow ourselves to be vulnerable and express our emotions authentically, we create a ripple effect, inspiring others to do the same. Don't hold back. Share your feelings in a healthy way, using I statements to communicate your perspective. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine a friend is telling you about a tough situation they're facing at work. They're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and maybe even a little angry. Instead of jumping into problem-solving mode right away, you listen actively, acknowledge their feelings, and validate their experience. You say something like, "Wow, that sounds incredibly frustrating. It makes sense that you'd feel overwhelmed in this situation." By creating this safe space, you're allowing your friend to truly process their emotions and potentially come up with solutions they might not have considered otherwise. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? First, acknowledge your own emotions and practice active listening. Second, be non-judgmental and validate other people's feelings. And lastly, don't be afraid to express your own emotions authentically. Remember, building a safe space for emotional expression is an ongoing process. It takes time, patience, and conscious effort. But the rewards are measurable, stronger relationships, increased self-awareness, and a greater sense of emotional well-being. Now, it's your turn. Take a moment to reflect on how you can create more safe spaces in your life with friends, family, colleagues, even yourself. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights and let me know in the comments what resonated with you most. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep those emotions flowing freely. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.